It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's a bunch of bull.
It is. It's time for our very last segment of Buzz, the final Buzz. I love the sound of that. Let's get right to it. Running a little behind tonight. Right back to Buzz Burbank and the news.
Thanks, Mike. And all I can say about this How I Met Your Mother controversy is Neil Patrick Harris plus Britney equals catfight.
Meow.
The former Doogie Howser, now an out-of-the-closet actor who plays a creepy womanizer, is changing his tune about having Britney Spears in a guest role on the show.
You know, with all the trash talk about Britney, I saw her on the show.
I saw it, yeah.
She didn't do too badly.
I thought she was all right.
Seemed like she had her act together a
little
bit.
If it did escalate to a fight, who wins that fight?
I think Britney.
I think going away.
I think she's got a bigger thing. I think she's gross.
How
think she's
that?
Tough. She's tough.
Isn't that something?
She's Louisiana tough.
She has the weight advantage. But the other thing you have to remember about Neil Patrick Harris is he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He said before that he thinks the show is good enough that it shouldn't rely on stunt casting to boost the ratings.
Stunt casting.
Stunt casting.
I am a gay American.
He told the Associated Press unequivocally he didn't believe Britney should appear on the show. Now, he says the whole cast is hoping for her return and that he was misunderstood.
Is that for him or her?
I like to just punctuate occasionally.
I do too.
Maybe you've heard about the alleged truck-driving serial killer they've arrested in Indiana.
No.
Trucker Bruce Mendenhall was arrested last Thursday on murder charges, and he's confessed to being present at least six killings in Indiana, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. The officer who opened the cab of Bruce's truck found it, and I quote, awash in blood.
Are you trying to frighten us now?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is it working?
Yeah, it is.
DNA tests show it is the blood of perhaps as many as 10 people in Bruce's cab.
In his truck?
In his truck, yeah.
Ew.
Police say there
what was kind of truck?
Blood on his hands when they arrested him. The victims, all of them women, had their heads wrapped in plastic and duct tape and were shot to death with a .22 caliber handgun.
Lee.
At least one of the victims was nude.
That's scary, bad. Buzz.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like it when you scare us.
I'll try not to
I'm
make
not
a habit
scared.
Of
I'm
it.
I'm scared. I'm uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I could get scared depending on how this next story goes.
And you were asking truck. Was that going to be one of your Ford Chevy questions?
I was just curious.
No, it was a big, like, 18-wheeler
like
truck.
Like a semi, right?
Like a Kenworth or something like that?
Or a Peterbilt, perhaps.
Okay. What have I always said? Really, what have I always said about truckers?
That they shouldn't call when we play that game about slackers?
They carry America's goods?
No, I don't say that. You got to be careful with truckers, especially when it's raining.
Oh, that's right.
And then there's the couple in Colorado who got into a fight about which street gang their four-year-old should join.
Mm-hmm.
The 19-year-old father stormed into the Hollywood Video where his girlfriend works and threatened to kill her and knocked over the displays for what I'm sure were quality motion pictures. He also knocked over a computer, and now he's been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
The toddler's mother is black and a Crip. Her husband is Hispanic and belongs to Denver's West Side Ballers.
Robert Jr., a Crip or a Blood? I forgot which one.
He's a policeman. He's on the side of justice, Mike.
Very good.
This Julie boy is a Crip.
This boy in Colorado is 4 years old. Quoting a police sergeant about the parents, they have different ideas on how the baby should be raised.
Hey, whether it's music, you're playing the violin, whether it's hockey, I think you start the kid early enough. I mean, if it's going to be their career, the earlier you start, the better they are at it.
That's good.
If you're going to be a gang member, be a good gang member.
That's right.
And you could, you know, escalate through the ranks and you could have your own gang someday.
And I think really, if you start young, that means, you know, by the time you're 15, you're a solid gang member.
That's right. By the time you have your driver's license, you have something to do.
Start your career early.
Places to go.
Starting young applies to all aspects of life. There's a guy in Indonesia who has already had 4 pounds of warts removed from his body.
Mm-hmm.
Does Roz know?
And he's still covered with them. For 22 of his 37 years, Didi Kuswara has been covered with tree bark looking warts that are so painful.
Did I thank the engineers for the hard work that they've done today in the studio?
It's impossible for him to lead a normal life.
I think it's a terrific job they did today. Wash your hands, please.
I agree.
It all started when he cut his knee at age 15. He's had this severe immune deficiency ever since. His hands and feet are covered with warts now, so barky, his arms look like tree limbs with branch-like fingers.
You ever get warts?
I've had one or two in my life.
You know what I had?
What?
Plantar warts.
What are those?
Bottom of your foot.
On the bottom of your feet.
Have you had warts on your fingers
at
all?
Never have that. No.
I had one wart in my life on a finger, and I used the Compound W.
Mm-hmm. How'd that do?
It worked.
Yeah,
it actually was a product over the counter that did what it said it was going to do.
The W stands for wart.
But nothing is taking care of the genital variety.
Yeah.
And we all have those.
Yeah, and no amount of scraping.
Yeah, it's terrible.
See your doctor.
Did I mention...
Soaking doesn't
help. Buzz and I were on the Junkie Show here in Washington, D.C. this morning.
Oh, my God.
And did I mention that two of the guys have had the shingles?
Really?
Just I want you to know the studio that you're working in.
That's a variant of chicken pox, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but I know it ain't good.
I'm Clorox and Lysol.
The shingles.
I'm itching already.
Mm-hmm.
This guy with the warts that covered his body is like bark. His wife left him. She took the kids with her. He's now having surgeries to remove the warts. You can make out his hands now for the first time in years, and there are still a lot of operations to go.
Do you think he, takes care of himself?
I doubt if he's done that for a while, what with the bark and all.
Well, actually, if you've got enough warts on your hand, it might feel like it's somebody else. Makes it all the better.
He hopes to remarry someday and start a new family tree.
All right, Warty.
And a tip of the Viagra tree. Cap to...
My father actually had a guy that worked at the health club that gave all the insurance guys massages. Oh. Massages, swear to God. I mean, this was like the real, like, you go to the health club and mm-hmm. the guy gives you a rub down and his name, I swear to God, his name was Warty. I don't know how I remember that, but I do. His name was Warty.
Guy's never
he didn't
me.
Have warts. He was just called Warty.
Was he a priest?
Yes, he was a Catholic priest.
That's good.
Tip of the Viagra cap to Patrick Deep Dish Bertoletti of Chicago, who won the Acme World Championship Oyster Eating Contest over the weekend in New Orleans.
Oh, you're making oysters.
Well, Patrick downed 36 dozen raw oysters served on the half shell in 8 minutes. That's down from the 53.5 dozen oysters he ate last year in that same 8 minutes.
Oh, my God.
36 dozen?
That's right.
That's gross. I went to an oyster 432
bar. 432 oysters.
Maryland's Eastern Shore.
Yes.
Silver Dollar Inn.
Right.
And I ate like 4 trays of them one night when I was starving to death. I've never been sicker in my life.
I think you can carry a thing like that too
far. I mean,
far.
If you're talking about that volume of oysters, they live and root in S.
In dirt.
In dirt.
Yeah.
And oysters like are in the mud and crap like that.
And after you eat that many, if the condition persists more than 4 hours, you should see your doctor.
Absolutely.
Quoting Deep Dish's chief rival, Crazy Legs Conti.
Oh, he's my favorite.
They're supposed to be an aphrodisiac, but I think that's only true for about the first 3 dozen. After that, you don't want much activity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, a feature we call That's Inappropriate.
Is this an ongoing feature?
I hope so.
Good.
That's inappropriate?
Yes, that's inappropriate.
That's everybody in this room.
Item one, the British department store Tesco is now selling padded bras for 7-year-old girls.
That is inappropriate.
I agree.
In Dallas, a 6th-grade girl danced recently at a strip club. The 12-year-old took the pole at Diamond's Cabaret, apparently after hearing about the 17-year-old who danced there back in January.
I don't know about you, Buzz, but I think that's inappropriate.
I agree.
In Dallas, there is no provision in the law for a bar to lose its liquor license for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So Diamond's Cabaret...
Is it Jack Diamond's Cabaret?
It is.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, you're 12 years old. You're good for the pole.
Yeah, we're going to have to see a car.
Yeah, thanks so much. Listen, we're going to help you out on the pole this week.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
And in spite of the young dancers, Diamond's Cabaret is still open.
Mm-hmm.
That's inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. I did not get a chance to tell everybody about the saga of my spine.
No,
that's
true. For tomorrow's show, I would urge everybody to check us out, especially if you've ever had any problems with backs, spinal surgery, anything of that nature.
You're still walking a little Fred Sanford-y.
Yeah, I'm on meds. I got the medication in my pocket. I'll have all the details on that. Also, a call to Beth Ann McBride, the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have one?
Lovely Beth Ann, who's not here, but she'll be here a week from today. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener, Joe Radio Artinger. This is Mike O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen, reminding you, if it smells like cologne, leave it alone. Rob, do you have any final thoughts on today's show?
The vest is not a proper garment for the larger man.
Oh, that's right. We didn't talk about
it. I have a story as well.
Rob's fat vest.
My big world's largest vest.
Now, do we have 60 seconds now, don't we?
Well, yeah.
See, of all the things, it's been a very, very good
now,
show today.
Now, we don't need to go.
There's nothing wrong with landing the plane early.
We're within the time window.
I just didn't know. I was looking at your hand signals and trying to figure out how much time I actually
had. I'll put my hands in my pocket.
We will have lots of fun tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, with a chat with Beth Ann, also talking about spinal surgery, Rob's fat vest, and a lot more fun. So thanks to everybody that made this happen on very short time. I will say good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
And we will see you tomorrow with another Mike O'Mara Show. And thanks for everybody that called in.
Good night, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.